Task 4. Kenneth and Kimberly have completed one of their video clips. Kenneth is now showing the finished clip to Miss Green. Listen and fill in the missing information from the video clip and then complete the comments Miss Green makes after watching the video clip. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 3 minutes to tidy up your answers. All right, Kenneth, I'm looking forward to this. What's this part about?
This part is an interview with Ruby Poon. She works for the Hong Kong Museum of History. We asked her about the life of most people in Hong Kong in the 1960s. I got Kimberly to interview her this time.
Great. Let's take a look at it, shall we?
So, Ruby, could you tell us what life was like for most people in Hong Kong in the 1960s?
Well, Kimberly, for most people, life was quite tough in the 1960s, even though Hong Kong's economy was making progress.
How many people were living in Hong Kong at that time?
There were approximately 3 million people residing in Hong Kong in the 1960s, but the population was growing quickly. There were many refugees coming to Hong Kong from mainland China. Most Hong Kong residents in the 1960s were under the age of 25.
So there were many young people in Hong Kong?
Yes, but only a small percentage of them were educated. The rest of the citizens were workers with very few skills.
So what did they do to make a living?
Well, most of them were employed in really low-paid jobs in factories. They had to work very long hours, sometimes 16 hours a day, in small, non-ventilated sweatshops or factories. The working conditions were poor, and they were paid very little.
And I suppose the living conditions were bad too.
Yes, the living conditions for most people in Hong Kong in the 1960s were nightmarish. The urban areas of Hong Kong were overcrowded. Many people lived in small rooms and subdivided flats. Some of the poorer people lived in squatter huts. It was estimated that 300,000 people lived in squatter huts in the 1960s. You could find squatter huts everywhere in Hong Kong, on hillsides, rooftops, and even pavements in urban areas.
Yes, I've seen photos of the squatter areas in Hong Kong. Besides the housing problem, were there any other social issues in Hong Kong in the 1960s?
Yes, there were. Corruption was widespread in the city. The police and other civil servants were widely known to be on the take. Because of the widespread corruption and the poor working and living conditions, the people of Hong Kong took to the streets to fight for social changes. They staged a 6-month-long revolution, which was known as the Riots of 1967.
Yes, my parents witnessed the riots. Wow, this is really interesting. Thank you for taking the time to talk to me today.
Okay, can we just stop this here, Kenneth?
Yes, sure. So, what do you think?
I'm not sure. To be honest, I think it's a bit boring to watch. Let me make a few suggestions. First, the video clip is not very attractive visually. What I have seen so far were mostly close-up shots of Miss Poon and a few close-up shots of Kimberly. Since this video clip is about the history of Hong Kong, why don't you show some old photographs of Hong Kong? I'm sure you can get some photographs from Miss Poon.
Okay. I guess I can go back and ask Miss Poon for some photographs. Okay, what about the overall content?
Actually, the content was interesting, but wouldn't it be nicer to have someone who grew up in the 1960s to talk about his or her experience?
You mean we should interview someone who grew up in the 1960s?
Yes. It seems to me that Kimberly's parents grew up in that era because she said they witnessed the riots of 1967. You may want to interview them and get their opinions on the riots.
I've never thought of that. OK, I'm sorry it's not very good now, but I'll try to do a better job next time.
Hey, Kenneth, don't worry. It's not too bad. It just needs some work, that's all. That is the end of Task 4 and of Part 3A. You now have 3 minutes to complete your answers to Task 4 and to tidy up all your other answers.
Thank you.